You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Burley, and today's October 28th, 2019. All right, guys, welcome back to the podcast with a big week coming up. Well, it was a big week, let me tell you. Today on the show, we're going to talk about that new double-edged razor from Gillette. Now, this has caused probably the most news, most comments, most emails, most excitement I've seen in a long, long time in the wet shaving world. I think everybody who's involved in classic wet shaving is talking about it. And a lot of these guys sold. A lot of these pre-orders went out. And actually to the point where it is sold out now from the site, from Amazon. So we're going to talk a lot about this double-edged razor today on the show. And also, we're going to talk a little bit about stainless steel. And is that material all created equal when it comes to safety razors? Are there different forms? Are there different types? We'll talk about that and see what's the pros and cons of each type and what razors have each steel. And maybe why it will confirm a little bit on why some razors are a little bit higher priced than others. And yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that, and that'll be a pretty cool segment. In fact, I was researching that recently with another viewer, a listener that sent me an email about purchasing a new razor, and I said, well, you know, let me look into this, because a lot of the razors you'll see, well, this is coming out, it's really cheap, $100, $50, but what is inside of it? What really composes of this razor? And we'll talk a little bit about that. Also, what's on your holiday wish list? The holidays are right around the corner. We're almost in November, and it's time to start getting what you want on a list and checking it twice. So, guys, also, happy Halloween. Have a happy, safe Halloween coming up here in the USA and all over the world. And just remember that it's all about the kids, right? No, I'm just kidding. It's all about everybody. So everybody have a great time and eat some candy and go and watch some Halloween movies and just have a blast. So without further ado, let's get on with the show. All right, guys. So the Gillette Heritage Razor is out. It's pre-orders are out now. They're finished. They're over with. But it went for about a week with pre-orders. I don't think I've ever seen so many emails sent to me, sent to probably Mark, sent to everybody regarding the wet shaving world about this razor, asking questions. So let's talk about this release first off. So about a week and a half ago, Gillette quietly opened pre-orders on Amazon for a brand new double-edged safety razor that would be the first one that they've released, produced by them, since 1988. That's right, 1988 was when the last double-edged razor for the United States market was stopped. It was they stopped producing them then. So we're looking at 31 years since we've seen a safety razor brand new for the Gillette come to the USA. What does this mean? This was a very quiet release. I'm not sure if Gillette even knew what they were getting themselves into when they started releasing this razor. They just put it on Amazon. It was a Gillette. At first, everybody thought it was fake. Everybody thought, what is this? Is this some company overseas that's just doing some replica? Or are they just trying to do a marketing scam? Excuse me. It was just nuts. So finally, a lot of people started contacting Gillette directly. It was not on Gillette's site. It's still not on Gillette's site. And we were able to get a hold of the archivist, and we were able to get a hold of a couple other people as well in Gillette. Now, Mark got a conference call with him, and he actually has a sample, so check out Sharpologist.com. Check out the review from last week when he got it and he used the razor. But I'm going to go over all those notes with you as well on the show, and a couple of things that I asked when I spoke to my contacts at Gillette as well. What we actually discussed was, why is they're bringing back a razor? And the reason being is they do see an increase in the double-edged market. And they're doing this for the collectors. And they're trying to make it so the collectors have something, or maybe they're just trying to generate some flair and see if there's any interest in it. Now, I'm going to be honest, it's probably exceeding their expectations of sales. I mean, that's what it says in the notes from Mark's conference call. It almost exceeded their expectations. So I would say selling it out and shutting it down on Amazon would definitely mean so. Now, the price was only $36, and it comes with a replica case and an old-fashioned type Gillette card that you used to put in the old razors. And if you were able to get one, I did get one. So I will be honest. I will be reviewing it on the podcast and talking about it more when it gets here. It should be here by November 5th. So the next podcast, we'll be able to talk about it. And, well, a couple of things about it. The head of the Razor is made in Germany. Even though they won't disclose who made the head, it is made in Germany, but it does look like a mule head, right? It looks like that, like from that company. The handle is actually made in the United States. And it's actually made from an alloy with chrome plating. So I'm not sure if it's Zamek or something around that point, but it probably is. And it'll last, so it's going to hold up. It's only going to be sold through the holidays, but their pre-orders basically kind of depleted the supply so far. So we might not see much. We may not see this razor come back. So we don't know. We don't have those answers yet. It is not a replica, but it is heritage inspired. So it's a brand new razor. It's not anything that's been made before, but it is inspired by the 1929 model of Gillette New, I believe it says. Now, let me see my notes here, and I can go over with you a little bit here. But yeah, it is a replica of a razor it's inspired by an older razor from the 1920s. That's what they're looking to do. They did do a solid bar to please the masses instead of doing an open comb, because open comb is a little bit harsh for somebody that's just trying to get in. And they're really trying to make a product that's fun for the consumer starting to explore shaving options while providing quality and craftsmanship for the collector or fan. Now, I was reading over Mark's initial review. The razor is going to be mild. We know that. I mean, it's a nice quality razor. It's $35. It's a good price. The case alone is really cool. And if you're a Gillette collector, it's a must-have, right? It's not going to be, you know, an aggressive razor. It's stuff to please the guys who's been, you know, double-edged shaving with artisan razors for the last 10 years. No, it's not going to be like that. It's going to be a great razor. I'm sure it's going to be nice and mild and very easy to use. And he gave it a very good, solid review. But you got to remember what it is, guys. It's not going to be something that you can go around and use. It's not an aggressive razor. It's not going to be like a Wolfman or like a Tradire or like Timeless or anything like that where you have multiple options. This is a razor to please the masses, and this is just really a heritage, you know, inspired razor. I mean, it's not going to be anything too crazy. So I would say definitely a collector's piece. Definitely going to shave well. I had to get it, so I pre-ordered it, and I'm very excited to get it. And this is the biggest release I've seen of a safety razor probably in my whole time of wet shaving. So, that being said, is this going to continue? Are we going to see more of this? Well, there's a good possibility that we might. There's nothing saying that it may not be around much longer. Or they may come back with it. Or they might just say, hey, this is a great, you know, we did what we had to do. We made up our deficit or something like that. But yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, this is very, very exciting. But this is this razor is actually inspired by the 1929 Gillette Double Edge. I believe the Gillette New it was called, or the Gillette just the old type. It was around that end, around that time. It kind of looks a little bit like an old type with a handle. So that's where when I asked Gillette if it was a true Gillette razor, they said yes it is, and it's the first razor set sold in the U.S. since the 1980s. Also, the premium three-piece razor inspired by the original 1929 double-edged razor, and it's a perfect gift for those evaluating shaving experience. So that's what they wrote to me. Probably wrote it to a million other people too. So pretty cool. No day code on it, unfortunately, though. That's another question that I asked, but there's a 4 on it. I know Gillette likes to use 4 because at Q4 is when they come out with all their holiday sets and do the most business. So we'll see what happens with that, if that means anything later on. But, you know, really excited about this release. This is going to be really nice. I hope everybody was able to get one who didn't. And if you weren't able to get one, I hope you are able to get one in the future, because it looks pretty cool. Now, what will this do to the secondary market? This is another thing. Before we get into what it's going to do for the industry, let's talk about the secondary market. The secondary market is probably going to have these on eBay for $100. I would say that. You're going to see guys going out there gouging these. A couple of people bought 4 or 5 of them at once. I mean, this is what happens. Just be wary of that. Look at them. Look for the reviews before you go crazy buying it. If you're a diehard Gillette collector, definitely start talking to people. And if you weren't able to get one, just send an email to the company. You know, try it. Send them a message. See what they can do. So we'll see what happens with that, guys. We'll see. where the pricing goes on it as well in the secondary market. We'll see what happens. I mean, there's probably a lot of them out there, so a lot of them were sold. So we'll see. That's all I can say. We don't have any answers. This is really exciting news. I mean, this is big time. So really cool. So moving along, what does this Gillette razor mean for the industry? Does this mean that the safety razor, vintage shaving, traditional wet shaving crowd, does this mean that us as consumers are making an actual impact in the market? And, you know, for years I've said, no, we're not. You know, we're maybe a little bit here and there. But you know what? I'm wrong. We are making an impact, because there's no reason that Gillette would come up with a brand new heritage-inspired razor unless they saw people, unless they thought they were going to sell it. And they actually sold it and had to close it off after a week. And it was supposed to be open for the whole holiday season. So it didn't even make it through October. So think about it, guys. For you guys that have been around a long time, for all of you that have been saying that we are making an impact, that the industry might change, that the industry does recognize classic wet shaving, you are 100% right. The niche is coming to a little bit to the mainstream today when we noticed that this new razor came out. So it's a big deal. It is a big deal. Like I said, and you can't really... That's why I really want to just dedicate this whole episode just talking about this, because I've been just thinking about it and taking notes and talking to people online and talking to people from Gillette, talking to everybody, and just, it's just so exciting that this happened. And we really did make an impact. Now, will this bring other companies to come up? Will Schick come out with a vintage-inspired razor? I don't know, but you know what? Barbasol came out with a 100-year a special edition shaving cream in the original package, you know, they did that. You have a couple of other companies that are coming out with older stuff. They're trying to go back. Old Spice came back with a vintage inspired set. There's a couple of other sites. You know, we saw a really cool, I think Aquavelda a couple years ago came out with a vintage inspired set. I mean, they're doing it because they know we're buying it. All right. So what does this mean for the industry? It sure means that, to me, it means that double-edged safety razors and vintage shaving style stuff is just coming back. All right, people want to go back to the old way, and we'll see if this is a trend. It may be, or maybe, hey, Gillette may actually have a double-edged razor you might be able to buy every day on their website instead of just at Art of Shaving stores. So let's see what happens in the future. We'll definitely come back to this. And by the next show, I'll have a review on the razor myself if it gets here on time and everything. It should be here the 5th. That's what it's saying. It should be here November 5th. Plenty of time for me to go over it and try it out for a few days and be able to tell you guys all about it. Really excited. This is one of the most exciting mail calls I'm ever going to have, really, to be honest with you. Because I've never in my, you know, I'm 36 years old. And when I was a little kid, that's when Gillette stopped. So I never really got to see anything. I was never able to go to a store and buy a brand new double-edged razor from Gillette. All right? I was never able to do that or see them on the store or see their advertising. You know, I'm not the youngest guy listening to this podcast or doing stuff like this, but I'm in that age group to where there wasn't really anything going on, so I kind of missed it. So for you guys who know, who've been around a while and you saw Gillette razors on the shelf and were able to purchase the Gillette razor brand new, yeah, you know what this is like. For us other guys, some of us, we don't know. So this is a big deal, being able to purchase it. The only thing I really do wish that I could actually go into a store and see it and then purchase it in a store, like brick and mortar store. Yeah, we're doing a little modern buying with Amazon, and that's great. You know, it's faster, it's easier. I don't have to worry about, you know, going someplace to do it. But wouldn't it be cool just to go to the store and see a brand new Gillette razor in a case, just like they did in the 1903 till 1988, too. You can go there, or, you know, a couple things that I used to think of. Like, I have a Gillette toggle in a case. Now, it took me 2 years to piece the whole thing up. Like, I bought parts of the case, I bought a case. You know, it's hard to find that stuff, but I wanted the case on it because of the presentation. And I put it in my shave den, and it's opened. I look at it, I'm like, yeah, you know, I wonder how many people walked by this in a store, like a department store, and saw it and bought it for a gift for somebody. I wonder how many people bought that as a gift or looked at it and said, hey, that's pretty cool, I'm going to get that. I wonder if there was, like, you know, any guys out there that are like, oh, I have to have the newest Gillette razor, and that's it, I want to buy that toggle, or I want to buy this or buy that, and saw that in case. You know, today, today, finally, the guys that have fantasized about that and thought about that, we have our day. You know, we got to be able to buy a brand new Gillette razor that nobody else has touched, that's just debuted for Q4. So, really cool, guys. Really excited. Hope the nostalgic feelings come to you. And for those of you who ordered it, I hope you have a great time with them and just have fun collecting it. And don't just leave it as a display piece. Use the razor. Have fun with it. That's what they're meant for. So use it. Don't worry. There'll be more. And if it is worth a lot of money someday, you know what? If you use it a few times, then it's not going to hurt the value. So enjoy these razors and have fun. And really, that's my piece on this. And you know, really, really excited about it as well. All right. So talking about stainless steel. Now, I got to a conversation with a listener about purchasing a brand new razor. And he, you know, we talked about it a little bit. And he said, you know, hey, you know, I'm looking at this Run razor and it's cheap and I really like it. And really, it's an affordable razor and it's stainless steel. You know, why is it cheaper than the others? Why, you know, this another person actually wrote to me, why is the, a Wolfman razor three times the price of a Carve razor, right? Or a Blackbird or something like that. Now, there's reasons for that, and there's no bashing razors here, okay? Just remember that. Depending on the material, all these razors that I've talked to, those three razors I've talked about are great shaving razors, right? But sometimes the material of the actual composition of the razor can bring the price up and down. People don't realize that. So let's go over a couple of the types I'll talk about. So you have 303 stainless steel, right? That's easily machinable steel. It's relatively cheaper to produce. And generally resistant to corrosion, but not fully. So it can rust, it can stain, it can eventually, something can happen to it. Also, the machine marks don't come out as polished. You can't polish them up as perfectly as some other forms of steel. It is easy to use, and which actually keeps the price down. Now, Blackland Carve and Above the Tie uses this steel for their razors. Nice and hard. So if you're a fan of those razors, you see the price points on there about the same, right? You know, the Carve stainless steel is, I think, $156 USD after conversion. Blacklands are about $185. And Above the Tie, you can get one. You can get a whole, you know, you can build your razor for about $180. So those razors are about that price. Now, you have a 304 stainless steel, which is a little bit more resistant to corrosion and used in over 50% of all applications, right, of stainless steel in the world. That's what they use. About more than 50% of everything that says stainless steel is 304. Timeless uses 304 in their stainless steel. So you see they got a little bit of a better polish. The price goes up just a little bit more, and it's not much different from the 303. Now you have 316L, which is a marine grade stainless steel. This is completely resistant to corrosion in extreme situations such as salt water, extreme temperatures. Produces a very nice polish, and it can be CNC machined as the other ones, right? So this is your Wolfman razors, your Carbon Shaving, Razor Rock Game Changer, Pills, Tradire. All those razors are 316 marine grade. Now these razors have, you know, different composition. They can hold the polish better. They can get those machine marks out of it easier. So hence why you don't see too many of them. When you get them, you can get them fully polished. Now, the other two brands, you can see, you can get them polished as well, but a lot of them are matted. They're kind of like, okay, we're not going to polish them up because they really can't get that full mirror polish. I mean, you can if you really worked at it. I'm sure it could be very close, but you can't get it the same, and it would also bring the price up of those razors. So that's why you see a lot of them are machined. Now, you do see polished versions as well, and that's why you got to sometimes pay a little extra. So 316 is usually... That's like the standing point for top-end razors. All your high-end razors use that, with the exception of a few more. Now, 17-4 stainless steel is the strongest. It's most resistant to corrosion, but it's very difficult to machine and really cannot be CNC machined too much. So the CNC machine's got to be pretty high-end to do it. Paradigm and Weber, the safety razor head of the Weber, is actually 17-4 stainless steel. This is the strongest. Now, this would be probably saying overkill a little bit. This is the strongest. This is what they use in extreme situations. So though you have 1, 2, 3, 4 different types of stainless steel used in safety razors, which also bring the prices up. Now, the price for the 303 is probably the lowest. That's why you see some of the razors around $100 to $180 in that ballpark. 316 is really the middle, like the go-to breed for safety race, and they actually go all over the place. But they're difficult to machine and very and to get the mirror polish does take time. That's kind of, I think that's why some of these razor companies charge more, because the mirror polish takes forever to do. But man, it looks good. Let me tell you, it does look good. And you know, 17.4 is very strong, difficult to machine, difficult to get that mirror polish on it too. It takes a lot of time, but it's a very strong type of stainless steel. So from my research, this just shows you what types of stainless steel there is, right? So you can be the judge of what you're looking for quality, for the best. If you're looking for something strong, I can tell you I've shaved with razors of all types of these steels, and I can tell you they doesn't really affect the shave as much as you would think. Some of them do. I think the actual dimensions of the razor has more to do with the performance than anything else, than the material. But I will say one thing, I do like 316L. I think that's a nice solid steel. And I've never had any like tarnish marks or anything on that. I have had tarnish marks on S303 by not taking care of it. So with those razors, make sure you dry them off. Make sure you polish them here and there and clean them with dish soap here and there, just to make sure you don't get any spots. And if you do get spots, you're gonna have to repolish it. You can use like Moss or Flitz, I think it's called, like metal polish. Those usually work. They're mildly abrasive and they'll get those spots out. All right, so what's on your wish list, guys? Please let me know what's on your wish list. I will feature it on the show if you're interested, and my wish list as well. I'll be going over what I want to get or what I'll be looking to get in the next couple of weeks. Although I did get something, I got that Gillette razor, so I think I'm pretty good right now and having fun with that. And in the next, hope when it gets here, I'm really looking forward to it. So, guys, that concludes our show for the week. I really, like I said, happy to see you all here this for a nice October episode. And the year's going by so fast, and can't wait for 2020. That's coming up. We're going to have a lot of cool stuff coming up then, too. Our show is powered by SharpOlogist.com. What your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, and most of all, you guys, the listeners. Don't forget to check out my blog site when you get a chance, and always feel free to contact me at joe.whatshavingnews@gmail.com. All right, guys, our next show will be coming up on the November 10th, 2019. Until then, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.